joining us, number 93 of your Philadelphia Flyers, Jake Voracek. Jake, how you doing today? Why don't you move over here, get a little, so, you know, because you tend to, you'll swing something at me on occasion. I don't want you to reach too far and tear a rotator cuff. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in, man. The Carnival's back again. You've been a part of a bunch of these now. You've been here a while. How many years have you been a Flyers?
My eighth season.
Eighth season.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a while.
When you look back at all the Carnivals, and you got one here today, you know, it's amazing all these fans that come out and how they support this team and the initiatives with the Carnival.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always a fun day, you know, to see everyone coming in and, you know, cheer for you and telling you good luck and, you know, wishing the best luck for us of the year. So it's always fun to see everyone.
Talk about your team right now. You guys, tough loss yesterday to lose in overtime after what was a monumental comeback. Score 4 goals in 6 minutes and 4 seconds inside 10 minutes. Not only that, you do it against the Tampa Bay Lightning, obviously a very good team. You didn't win the game in overtime. You got a point. But can you use that as a building block going forward for this team to show that you're a really resilient hockey team?
Well, I think we were still in the game until we got that 5-on-3 penalty kill. You know, they scored obviously 2 quick goals, and then everybody thought it's over, you know. And we scored a couple on a power play as well, and then the, you know, game was back on. So I think overall it was a pretty good game for us for most of the part. We had a lot of scoring opportunities in the first 30-35 minutes, and you know, they are a real experienced team, so they know even if they don't play their best, they have, still have a chance to win a game. And you know, it almost happened like that. So you know, we had a good third obviously, and in overtime it's 50-50, you know. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen in overtime.
Yeah, you guys really captured the momentum and the building came alive big time. You mentioned you've been here 8 years, you've been in the league a long time now. How have you kind of adjusted your game as you age with it gracefully? Is there any areas you go, okay, I mean, you're a possession guy, you love to possess the puck, and you use that Czechoslovakian hamper to keep players off you.
It's game is changing, you know. It's different almost every year. The defensive style is different every year. You know, the players are younger and faster, so you have to keep working to be at the top of your game. So, you know, because all the young guys coming in right now are amazing. So
it's a young kid league now. It wasn't like that maybe when you came in as much as it is now.
No, it wasn't, and it was slower, but it was, you know, the players were stronger and bigger. So, you know, you have to adjust. You have to be faster every year. You know, obviously when you're getting older, it's hard to do. But on the other hand, you know, you can use your experience. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Kind of sum up, we're talking with Jake Voracek, the experience of playing in this city. It's such a sports-crazy city. Playing here in front of these fans, and you know what sports means to these people. Sum up what it's kind of meant for you to play here. Now, 8 years is a long time.
You know, this city is really passionate, you know, about sports, like you said. And sometimes when the things don't go well, you know, they obviously want you to do better, which is normal. And, you know, you wanted to, every time you stepped on the ice or stepped on a football field, you want to do the best to kind of show them that, you know, you're playing for them. And, you know, I'm happy I'm playing here, and I've been playing here for 8 seasons, and hopefully I'll, you know, finish my career here. But you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm really enjoying it, and I hopefully I'll be around for a while.
You've been here for a while now. I wonder, in the Jake Voracek household, is there a Jake Voracek beard chia pet? Because I know this came out, and you're like, I don't even know what this is. But as a guy that hates to shave as much as you do, my kids have them, but they weren't able to grow anything.
Yeah, no, I don't have it at home. No,
they have my wife's green thumb. I think she plants dyes.
I don't have it at home at all. I skipped that part of the season.
talk about you guys coming back on Wednesday. You got a couple of days off here. Is this a good time maybe to get your feet under you at this point in the season? You're basically at the quarter pole of the season. 25% will be done essentially.
Yeah, it's you know, we had a lot of games over the span of the last two weeks, so it's kind of get. It's kind of good to get a couple days off and to kind of regroup. And then, you know, we're going on the road again. I think we're going to Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Wednesday.
They're playing really well. I think they won 5 in a row right now. And, you know, it's going to be another good test. I mean, every single team right now in the league is playing well. So
It's a crazy division, isn't it? Yeah. You guys can win two or three in a row, and you're in the penthouse. You lose two or three in a row, you're in the outhouse real quick.
Exactly. You know, usually like that in the beginning of the season, that's the way it is. You know, by the game 50, 55, it started breaking out a little bit differently. So, like I said, we still got to be in the hunt until then. And then, you know, like we showed in our last few years, we can make that push around February, March.
Last question for Jake Voracek from the 42nd Annual Flyers Wives Carnival. I've been asking a lot of guys this today. Who's the one goalie in the league that confounds you? That you go, man, when I'm facing this guy, he's a nightmare for me to deal with. Whether you can't see anything, anything you net, the way he plays, his size, or his athleticism. Is there one guy that gets into your head a little more than anybody else?
Nothing fazed me with my shot.
No, is that right?
I'm just kidding. I'm sarcastic. I think it's all depending how you feel during that game. You know, obviously you have the goalies that obviously everybody knows about, Lundqvist, Rene, but...
Scott Lawton mentioned Rene, too.
Like I say, it's most nights it's more about you than it's all about the goalies.
Yeah, and you want to take care of that. And you guys last year, you make the playoffs. You want to do some damage this year. Jake, good luck the rest of the way. Good luck coming up Wednesday night. We appreciate you doing this. And I always say it when you're here, and I say it when you're not here. You're one of the guys in this team that a lot of people, maybe fans, don't understand the work you do charity-wise with Wounded Warriors and everything else. And you don't advertise it, but know that it's important work that you're doing, and you're one of the really good guys on this team. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I think it's a really important part. And we have a lot of guys on that team that's doing that as well. So, yeah. It's a big part of the community and, being a professional athlete these days. And, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you really give back to the community, and we appreciate that. We appreciate what you bring on the ice as well. Jake, thanks for doing this. Good luck coming up on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Jake Voracek. Hey, people can make some noise for Jake Voracek, right?